Greengrocer Pedro Gomez says his business, one of small margins, has gotten even tougher these past 2 years. He hopes Portugal's snap election on Sunday leads to a political consensus that propels Portugal out of the pandemic.
Right now, businesses are being strangled by higher taxes more than ever, and it's been hard to cope with that. And ever since COVID hit, it's been crisis over crisis. And for small businesses, that's really hard to deal with.
The overwhelming majority of seats on Sunday will go to both of Portugal's two leading parties, the ruling socialists on the left and the center-right opposition party, the Social Democrats. The election was called in November when the socialists' former coalition partners, the communists and the leftist bloc, voted with right-wing parties to kill the 2022 budget. Bouncing back from the pandemic is the top concern for many voters. Prime Minister António Costa oversaw one of the most successful vaccination campaigns in Europe, and the government has helped bring unemployment down to pre-pandemic levels. Some voters are worried, though, that the government is at risk of missing out of billions of dollars in EU recovery funds if they don't meet certain requirements. Polls show Costa's socialists holding a slight edge over the Social Democrats. Few voters, though, are fired up.
I don't have a lot of hope in the election. I'm still not sure which party to support. Maybe it's better if we have a coalition.
When voters go to the polls here on Sunday, they could end up electing a new government, whether it be on the left or the right, that further polarizes Portuguese politics rather than bringing parties to the center.
That's how political scientist António Costa Pinto sees it.
The two major parties will face basically the same type of challenges. If the socialists win, they will have problems in negotiating with their left, the communist and the left-wing bloc. If the Social Democrat wins, they will have problems in negotiating with agreement with the radical right-wing populist party.
A party expected to make gains on Sunday could be Chega, a far right-wing party formed just 3 years ago. Currently holding just one seat, it could win as many as a dozen, according to polls. Portugal, the poorest country in Western Europe, has struggled for decades to catch up with richer countries in the bloc. Brazilian immigrant Eddie Consigliere doesn't believe the next government will do much better.
For me, the politics is the same all over the world. Politicians fight to hold the country back and not move forward. It's a fight for power.
Who will win that power and what they'll do with it has many here uneasy about the future. Adam Rainey, Al Jazeera, Lisbon.